Serving Mother under Letters and Comments. Thank you for the newsletters that you have been sending me over the years. They are very uplifting and inspiring. I have books and articles by Ramana and I read them regularly. I also try to put his teachings into practice. I have some concerns that I would like to ask you. Hopefully, you can help me. My concern is my mother. For years, she has been following natural therapies and natural or herbal medicines. I am also a follower of natural herbal therapies for myself. About 5 years ago, her medical doctor told her she was diabetic, put her on medication, and informed her about changing her diet. Last month, June 2008, her doctors attempted to surgically remove a polyp from her colon. They had to halt the anesthesia because her heart rate started to increase and blood pressure started to decrease. Her doctors are postponing her polyp surgery until they figure out why her heart reacted that way. The doctors have also changed her blood pressure and diabetic medication. My concern is this new blood pressure medication seems to be affecting her. She tells me that she is fatigued, can't sleep through the night, etc. These are the side effects of the new blood pressure medicine. To me, she also sounds depressed. She says that her doctor told her that her body is getting accustomed to the new medication. She says that she needs to have this polyp surgery because the doctor told her that if she doesn't get it removed, that it could turn into cancer in 5 years. So she is going through all this change of medication to get her heart corrected before the polyp surgery. She seems to be very afraid of getting cancer, so she is putting herself through this agony. It seems she doesn't want me to talk her into going back to natural remedies. My question to you is, should this worry me? It does seem to be worrying me because I know that she doesn't need these drugs and the surgery. If she stops eating meat, sugar, and going to the doctor too much, I think she can allow her body to heal itself. She says, I am trying to play doctor. Why isn't she listening to me? It seems to me that she is putting too much faith in her medical doctors. I know about Ramana Maharishi's view of death, but I would feel sad if anything happened to my mother, knowing that it could have been avoided if she only follows the natural ways of correcting the body. Hopefully, you can help me. Thank you in advance. American devotee. To your question, should this worry me? The answer is no, it shouldn't. You simply have to shift your approach and attitude towards your mother and what your duty to her is. As a daughter, it is your duty to serve your mother, to make her happy and assist her in any way you can, especially now in her final years. But that is exactly what I am trying to do, you may say. However, to do this properly, you must step back from attempting to direct her life and decisions. That is not an expression of love, but of attachment. You must serve her without any expectation. That is all. If she asks for your opinion on certain matters, you can certainly give her them and then leave it. Whether she follows it or not is not your concern. Simply serve and try to make her happy and comfortable on her grounds, not yours. That is proper service, and you should take joy in it. If done properly, it is a sadhana. After all, she is your mother now, but how many mothers have you had? How many fathers, brothers, and sisters in past births? We should not lose sight of the scheme of creation and idea because of our attachment to human relations in this life. Serve them, but seek not your happiness in them. Seek it within, where it is eternally flowing. That is the only way to serve and be happy in life. Editor.